This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Lebanon's powerful armed group Hezbollah exchanged artillery and rocket fire on Sunday following the deadliest attack in years by Palestinian gunmen on Israel. On Saturday, a multi-pronged attack by Palestinian gunmen on Israeli towns left hundreds of Israelis dead. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder with more.
Overnight, Israeli airstrikes pounded housing blocks, tunnels, and homes of Hamas officials in Gaza, killing more than 300 people, including at least 20 children. This resident was at evening prayers and says the mosque was struck without warning. On Saturday, Hamas fighters rampaged through Israeli towns, killing hundreds of people. In southern Israel, gunmen were still fighting Israeli security forces in several places. 24 hours later, more rockets were fired from Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered warships and warplanes to move closer to Israel in a show of support on Sunday while sending fresh military aid after attacks by Palestinian militant group Hamas. The U.S. Defense Department said it was sending the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford and its accompanying warships to the eastern Mediterranean while boosting fighting aircraft squadrons in the region. A few dozen pro-Palestinian protesters gathered at Times Square in New York City and near the White House in Washington on Sunday, expressing opposition to the U.S. support of Israel. Some protesters carried banners saying, "End U.S. aid," and "Resistance is not terrorism." New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Saturday had condemned plans for such demonstrations, saying they were, quote, morally